Hello, buenas noches.
Can I help you?
Good evening. Thank you very much for taking a call, ma'am. My name is Richard, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This is a private research firm, and we're conducting a short public opinion survey, ma'am, in your community, and we would like to get your opinions regarding the things that are going on in our community. Can I have a couple minutes of your time so I can conduct this quick survey, ma'am?
You've got about 3 minutes.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Let me just go ahead and do it here. It was going to be in English. Okay. Allow me just one moment, okay? Now, which of the political parties are you registered under, Republican or Democrat?
Republican.
Thank you very much. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you vote in the Republican primary elections for the U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Miami-Dade County, like sheriffs and supervisors of elections on Tuesday, August the 20th? Are you definitely going to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Also, what is your main racial background, ma'am?
Caucasian.
Caucasian. Thank you very much. Okay, and with all the respect, I'm going to ask you this because they're asking me here. May I please have your age?
70.
70. Thank you very much. Okay. And from the following list, which issue your local elected official in Miami-Dade County focus on most to help you and your family members? Corruption in county government, housing and property insurance costs, crime and public safety, illegal immigration, taxes and county government spending, traffic congestion, overdevelopment, inflation, and the cost of things like gas and groceries.
So ask the beginning of the question again.
Yes, it says here, from the following list, which issue should your local elected official in Miami-Dade County focus on most to help you and your family members? Corruption.
Okay.
Corruption in county government, housing and property insurance costs, crime and political safety, illegal immigration, taxes and county government spending, traffic and congestion, overdevelopment, inflation, and the cost of things like gas and groceries.
Well, all of them, but I guess illegal immigration, because that trickles down.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, you will be given a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County and across the county that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have any favorable or unfavorable opinions for this person. Donald Trump, is he very favorable to you or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Okay. How about Mario Knapp?
I don't know him.
Okay. Francis Suarez? No, you don't
know him? Unfavorable. Yeah, no, I know.
How about Ron DeSantis?
Favorable.
Okay. And Roxana Cordero Stutz?
I don't know the name.
Okay. And how about Joe Sanchez?
Don't know the name.
Okay. Perfect. As you may know, 6 years ago, a constitutional amendment was approved by Florida voters that requires all counties in the state to hold elections for local offices such as sheriff, clerk of courts, tax collectors, supervisors of election. Previously, these people in this position have been appointed by the Miami-Dade County mayor, but now Miami-Dade County voters will vote to elect candidates to this offices. If the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Ernesto Rodriguez, Joe Araujo, Mario Knapp, Alexander Forner, John Rivera, Ignacio Alvarez, Jeffrey Giordano, Roxana Cordero, Joe Sanchez, or Rolando Rivera?
I'm not familiar with any of the names, so I don't know.
Excellent. Now, among the smaller list of candidates, if the Republican primary elections for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom will you vote? Roxana Cordero or Joe Sanchez? Or another candidate?
Undecided.
Undecided. Okay, so all these questions are the same.
Right.
As prior to taking this survey, were you unaware that President Donald Trump has endorsed Roxana Cordero in the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff? Were you unaware on that?
Unaware.
Okay, you will allow me just one moment. And we're almost done on this, okay?
Okay.
We're almost done, and I really appreciate for your valuable time that you're providing me with this. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard in the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom will you vote? Roxana Cordero Sad, Joe Sanchez, or another candidate, or undecided?
Undecided.
Thank you. You will be asked for a few short demographic questions before we finish for this classification purposes only. If you were labeled to yourself, would you say you're a liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate. Okay. Which of the last grade or formal education you have completed, ma'am?
Graduate school.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Let me just advise you, ma'am. I would just want to say we're already finished with your survey here. Thank you very much for your valuable and patience. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You have a good dinner, ma'am. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.